The University of Victoria Vikes moved up one spot to number 2 in the U Sports Men's Basketball National Top 10 poll this week behind the dynastic Carrollton Ravens. But teams good enough to be ranked in the top 10 polls in any sport don't dwell on it because it's yesterday's news. Rankings are based on past performance and are not about today. We want to focus on the present, said Vikes head coach Craig Beaucamp. The present is represented by the University of Northern BC Timberwolves, 5-5, who make the lengthy trip to the South Island to face the Vikes, 10-2, Friday and Saturday in Canada West play on Ken and Kathy Shields Court in Carsa Gymnasium. There are no easy outs in Canada West and the Timberwolves are representative of that and swept Calgary and beat national number 9 ranked UBC in Point Grey. UNBC was swept last week by Manitoba but played tough and kept the two games close against a Bison squad, 9-1, that is ranked number 8 in the U Sports National Top 10 poll. They, Timberwolves, have had some signature wins, and are one of the best three-point shooting teams in the conference, said Beaucamp. The Vikes swept the Cougars, 5-5, in Regina last weekend thanks to 24 points from rookie Renaldo Robinson in the first game and 18 in the second game. The 6'3 Montreal product is the prize recruit to replace the graduated All-Canadian Scott Kellum at point guard. Robinson was named Quebec College's Player of the Year last season at Dawson College. He came with the bonus of having a full 5 years of U Sports eligibility, despite playing 2 seasons with the Dawson Blues, because Quebec College seasons don't count against U Sports eligibility. Renaldo is starting to get comfortable in our system, said Beaucamp. He is very dynamic and plays hard and can get to the rim and cause havoc. The U Vic Vikes women's team, 4-8, meanwhile, took the U Sports top-ranked Regina Cougars, 9-1, to the wire in a 6-point loss last weekend in the Saskatchewan capital. We are better than our record shows, but a record is still a record, said Vikes head coach Kerry Watts. We need to get all the pieces together and get some wins in the playoff race. It's a matter of putting it all together. Defending Canada West scoring champion Ashlyn Day of UVic is third in the conference this season with a 19.8 points per game average while Brooklyn White leads the Vikes in rebounding with an 8.6 per game average. The UNBC women come in at 3-7 but are also more dangerous than their record indicates. The T-Wolves have 3 international players in Russian's Alina Shakarova, who leads the team in scoring with 17.1 points per game, and Sveta Boykova, who leads UNBC in rebounds with 8.8 per game to show why she has twice represented Russia in the World University Games, the last time as captain. Laura Garmendia Garcia from Spain leads UNBC in blocked shots. The international connections come through Timberwolves head coach and former Soviet Union national team player Sergei S.H. Chepotkin, who is in his 9th season at the UNBC helm. S.H. Chepotkin played 15 seasons of pro basketball in Russia and Lebanon. He guided 4 future WNBA players as coach of the Pro Dynamo Moscow club. The UVic UNBC men's games are 8 p.m. Friday and 7 p.m. Saturday. The women's games are 6 p.m. Friday and 5 p.m. Saturday, the latter which is the shoot for the cure game to raise funds for the Canadian Cancer Society and other island and BC charities related to breast cancer. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.